countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Now with our highest ever readership of 321,000 weekly readers.
But first... Easter Monday means Irish Grand National Day at Fairy House. It was first staged in 1870 when a horse called Sir Robert Peel won a first prize of 167 sovereigns. Last year, 150-1 outsider Freewheeling Dylan was ridden to victory by jockey Ricky Doyle around the 3-mile, 5-furlong County Meath track.
This is a crowning win for Ricky Doyle and Dermot McLaughlin as Freewheeling Dylan makes all in the Boy Sports Irish Grand National.
One man who knows all about big race wins is Barry Geraghty. The Drumree man retired 2 years ago after a quarter of a century winning over 1,900 races during an all-conquering career. Geraghty lives close to Fairy House outside Rathote in his native County Meath. And this week, I drop by for a chat ahead of Monday's big race.
That's a victory for Ireland and Barry Geraghty as Monday's pass comes down to win the Martel Cognac Grand National. Monday's
pass to win. So Barry, 2 years now you've been retired. It's been a mad 2 years for the whole world. But when you look back now, was it the right decision at the right time?
It was, it really was, and the longer I am out of the saddle, the more I realise it. And albeit my wife, we discussed it during the spring on the lead up to Cheltenham, and I knew going into Cheltenham, this is my last Cheltenham, yeah. And I suppose the winners I had meant so much to me for that reason, because I knew it was the last one to win a champion hurdle the first day, one of the feature races, to finish with that kind of Cheltenham, that was ideal. But then we got locked down,
yeah.
And 3 weeks later, albeit I hadn't announced any retirement, I'm thinking, do I really need to retire? It's I'm not saying it's that easy, but it was going really well. But 2 weeks later again, it gave me great time just to sit and wait and so I knew 2 weeks after that, this is the ideal time to go. I was 40, lucky enough to have achieved all I could have dreamt of. So yeah. I didn't want to outstay and, get a bad injury and regret not walking away.
You'd achieved all you could achieve and you no regrets.
Exactly. I was really lucky like that. But I suppose in the last couple of years, what was really bringing it home to me, albeit I had a good few injuries. I broke both legs, both arms. I broke 8 ribs and a punctured lung all in the last 5 years. So I had an average run in the finish and probably had a good enough run throughout my career at stages. But I remember lying on the ground in Fairy House. I'd only come back 2 weeks after doing my ribs and the lung. And I'm laying on the ground in the Irish Grand National with my arm waggling beside me, broken just above the elbow. And I'm thinking, didn't see that one coming. And then a year later, I'm in Aintree with my right leg up in the air and a left turn halfway on my shin, thinking I didn't see that one coming. So, yeah, I was kind of thinking I don't want to regret not seeing the next one coming if it's more serious. So the time was right, and but the longer I've been out of the saddle and just a change in pace of life.
Beaten record here at the festival, and he's going to do it. Bobsworth, 50 festival wins for Nicky Henderson, wins the Gold Cup for Barry Geraghty. So Deschamps second, long run was third.
So you're at home here, you're just outside Rathote. When I arrived, you were walking a horse around the yard, and I'm kind of wondering, what does the future hold? Will you look for a training licence at some stage?
No, definitely not. No, that's another career. And having spent 24 years trying to master the one I was at, to go and spend the next 24 years trying to master the next one, no. I admire anyone who trains, and it's a vocation, because it's around the clock, 24/7.
Yeah.
The care, attention, detail, everything to get these horses to perform at their best. They have to be at their best in every sense, just their health and well-being. So no, it's I'm happy enough to swerve that one.
It's Kicking King, he's 5 clear now, take the stand. Sir Rembrandt's running on back in third place, a famous victory for the Tom Taff trained Kicking King in the hands of Barry Geraghty. He wins the Gold Cup. Kicking King from
you grew up on a farm, Barry?
Yes, I grew up we farmed sheep, would have been through our early years. And then, as I said, my parents opened a riding school when I was about 11 or 12. So I think the numbers of sheep started reducing, the number of horses started increasing. That obviously suited well. So myself and my three brothers and our two brothers and three younger sisters, yes, we were always, 24/7. It was horses, ponies. That was what we loved doing. And I suppose we just grew up with that. We hunted, pony clubbed, show jumped, and would have started pony racing when I was about 14. So it was very much horse orientated background. I left school a year early. I'd lost interest, and my mind was only on one thing really. And fortunately enough, it worked out.
Do you have to be a special kind of mad to be a jockey? Like when you talk about all the injuries that you had, and when I look at the Grand National last week, you know, horses going over those jumps at 30 miles an hour, 40 horses. I mean, you have to be so brave.
I probably only really appreciate that now, having stepped away from it, because at the time you wouldn't acknowledge danger. You wouldn't acknowledge, you know, broken arm, broken leg. You're just thinking, how long will that be? Your mind just works differently. But then when you step away from that, and I'm out of it now 2 years, I really would cringe at the thoughts of a heavy fall, watching someone getting a heavy fall, broken arm, broken leg, anything. Oh, but if I was there, you're shrugging your shoulders and it's, you know, get me back in the saddle or get me on the next one. It's a cycle, but that's the mindset and that's what you need to have.
They're inside the last 100 yards and it's shut the front door. It's going to give Barry Geraghty and JP McManus, the boy in sports national, Golden Wonder second, Sir Shadon is third.
Barry, James looking ahead to this weekend and the Irish Grand National on Monday, and growing up in County Meath and not too far away, I'm sure you have many memories of going there as a spectator, but none more special than actually riding the winner shut the front door in 2014. That must have been, well, it has to be one of the highlights of your career.
Oh, definitely. Beautiful sunny day. We with our kids with us. We'd only two of the three at the time.
Yeah.
They were with us and shut the front door. AP Mackay was suspended at the time, so I got the spare ride from JP and Jonjo. And he obviously had a great chance, but for it to happen, because I'd probably ridden 7 or 8 or 10 favourites in the race over the years, over the space of about 15 or 16 years, and never even remotely went close.
You were despairing that you'd actually win it.
Yes, I resigned to the fact nearly that I probably won't win a Grand National. I was making it as easy on myself as I could. But it just, everything, all the stars came aligned that day. Now it just worked out perfectly, and challenged at the last and flew home and actually beat a local jockey, Roger Loughran, who would be a good friend of mine. And albeit as much as I was loving the moment, but I was feeling bad for poor Roger, because obviously being a local man as well from Kells, he'd have really enjoyed it, but only one of us could win it.
Looking ahead to Monday, have you any fancies?
It's a brilliant race. Locally there's plenty of well represented. Gordon Elliott would have a big crew. A couple of, like Max Flamingo, trained by Francis Casey, wouldn't be that far from here either. Ronald Pump, who's training Kilmessan, Adrian Maguire country, he would have a chance. But I think a horse who came down at the first in Aintree, Enjoy Dallin. I know I fancied him there. He was third in the Irish Grand National last year, so I think he's a horse who could go well. But very competitive and a brilliant race again this year. It's plenty to look forward to, but those will be of interest.
All right, well, enjoy the races, Barry. Lovely to chat to you, and the best of luck in the future, whatever you decide to do.
Cheers, Amy. Thank you.
Yes, Barry Geraghty there at home in County Meath, looking forward to the 150th running of the Irish Grand National at Fairy House on Monday. The 3-day festival gets underway today.